morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the audio conference of Smiles to discuss results regarding the fourth quarter of 2020. Right after the company's presentation, we will start the Q&A session. To join the queue to ask questions, please press star one. If you need any assistance during the call, please ask for the operator's assistance by pressing star zero. Before proceeding, let me mention the forward-looking statements will be made. Forward-looking statements are involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that may make such expectations not to come true or significantly different than expected. We have here today André Feller, CEO, and Hugo Reis, CFO. Mr. Feller, you may proceed.
Hello, good morning, everyone. My name is André Feller, the CEO of Smiles, and I would like to welcome all of you to our audio conference call of the results of the fourth quarter of 2020. Myself and Hugo Assumpção, the CFO, will share with you the results of the fourth quarter of 2020. Well, needless to say that 2020 was definitely the most intense year for Smiles. The COVID-19 pandemic required major changes in our operations, not only in Smiles, but the whole world has changed the way it relates and the way we live. So we here at Smiles need to reinvent ourselves too. We did this fast at capturing opportunities. Even amidst the crisis, we did not stand still. We moved on, trying to find new partnerships and new platforms to our platform. The IT team and innovation team invested in artificial intelligence to improve the journey of our customers. We also launched a new slogan and visual identity. Our new slogan is "Living the World Starts Here," and we want you to transform through travels. We are now curators of destinations, journeys, and content. Because of that, we had consistent recovery of our results that at the end of 2020 reached values very close to those achieved in the last quarter of 2019. We will share with you performance. Moving to slide one, we still have some highlights of 2020. We had a total of 332 million in total cash generation, showing more resilient our business model is. Our gross billings grew by 24% compared to the third quarter of 2020, reaching 559 million reais. Our net revenue grew by 58% vis-a-vis the third quarter of 2020, reaching 211 million reais. And our net profit grew by 79% vis-a-vis the third quarter of 2020, reaching 89.8 million. We reached 1.5 billion in deferred value, 25.1 billion of earned miles, and 19.9 billion of redeemed miles. We ended 2020 with over 18 million customers and Smiles. Now, let us talk about some product initiatives and our commitment to our customers. Now, moving to slide three, we talk about the Triple Smiles Friday. This is the motto of our Black Friday here at Smiles. We challenged ourselves to have the best Smiles Friday ever, and we did that. So, the motto involved having more offers. So, we have three times more offers for our customers, reinforcing that this is the most complete travel platform there is in loyalty programs. We reached 160% increase in the sessions of the at the website when compared to the same period of 2019. We also set a new record of air transactions in 2020 during this promotion. And obviously, when we talk about air transactions, we have our exclusive program called Viagem Fácil, so consumers can purchase even when they don't have enough Smiles and miles, and then they have up to 6 days to pay it. We had an increase of 252% increase in shopping transactions compared to the same period in 2019. Smiles is a major engine of promotions. We have stick to this mindset that we want to have more and more opportunities to our customers so that they can redeem their miles. Now moving to slide 4. We also had on the donate day to reach a record of miles donations. This is one day after Black Friday. We had over 5 million miles donated in just one day. And again, we wanted to triple the amount that was donated. So for each mile, we also, Smiles tripled the amount donated, and we were able to donate to institutions that are part of our program. Now, moving to the next slide, we see that when people look for a loyalty program, they want to travel. Although this is a challenging time, we know that our customers, more than ever, are really want to travel, and we are expanding our airline network. And now we have 4 new partners: British Airways, Iberia, Iberia, Amazonas, and All Nippon. With that, we have more than 300 new international destinations added to our portfolio, and our platform has now 59 partner airlines that fly and connect to more than 1,500 destinations. These partnerships will bring us a lot of return once the pandemic becomes more stable. Moving to slide 6, along the same lines, we also reinforced our plurality. And in December 2020, we signed a partnership with Oceania Cruises, a company specializing in luxury cruises. Our customers had a demand for that. So together with Oceania Cruises, as soon as we can resume regular operations, we can provide a very wide portfolio, especially to our Smiles customers. Moving to slide 7. We also keep considering about how we can improve the online experience of our customers. So this is a new functionality we have reached. It's Discover Your New Destination. It's a flight search engine that uses intelligence to select travel options that match the amount of miles available to the customer's account. So customers can find destinations based on how many miles they have. This adapts to customer profiles, and we can also show these destinations and help them prepare for their next trip. Now, moving to slide 8, we have a new product for instant redeem. I can redeem Go products in physical environment through QR code in our ecosystem, especially at Go, instead of, for example, paying for a ticket or for an extra seat. We can pay that using the app. And in the future, we can also consider purchases are made aboard the plane. So this is an app on the cell phone, and you can redeem miles to purchase products using QR code. We're very excited about this new feature. Here you can see a survey related to the use of apps in Brazil. When you look at the home screen of Brazilian cell phones, Smiles is the only app among airlines that shows as the main screen of the cell phones of our customers. And this has grown over time. It was 0.2% in November 2019. Now it's 1.5% in November 20. And only in the highest social brackets, what we call A and B, this accounts for 3.51%. So we are very proud that we are on the screens of Brazilian cell phones. Now I will turn over to Hugo Assunção, our CFO, who will share the financial results of the fourth quarter. And after his presentation, we'll open for the Q&A session. Thank you, André. Good morning. Now I would like to comment the main financial indicators of the company, starting with cash generation in the quarter and the accumulated amount, the year-to-date amount of 2020. So we reached more than 1.3 billion in 2020, and the amount of the fourth quarter was 50 3% higher than what was recorded in the third quarter, totaling 332 million. This is because we had an uptake in the business, reinforcing our ability to generate cash. We'd also like to highlight the evolution of deferred revenue that had a 1.3% increase in the quarter. Again, a significant leap of 34% in year over year. So this position indicates the potential of generating results in the future. In the next slide, we can see the evolution of net revenue that reached 211 million reais in the fourth quarter, vis-a-vis 133 million in the previous quarter, showing an advance in the number of tickets that were issued in the 3 months of last year, a drop in the revenue vis-a-vis 2019 is an inevitable result of the pandemic. In the last slide, we see the evolution of net income that reached 89.8 million in the quarter with a net margin of 42.5%. The quarterly result meant a 78% increase vis-a-vis the previous quarter. I would like to thank you for your participation in this call, and now we will open for the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our questions and answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove your question from the queue, press star 2. Please wait while we collect the questions. Our first question comes from Pedro Fontana with Bradesco BBI. Please proceed. Good morning, André and Hugo, and thank you for taking my question. One point that drew the attention was an increase with the expenses with personnel and IT. Could you explain why those expenses increase and how much of that is the recurrent expenses and how much can we expect in terms of net expenses? Thank you for your question. It's an interesting question. Along 2020, although it was a difficult year, we already had a robust plan for a technology platform evolution. We have invested in some work streams that involve big data, also statistical models, and we also have a large product of redesign. We are changing the experience of the customers in 2020. We've already changed the login, so there will be also novelties in that area. We are making a lot of investments in technology because this is really planting the seeds for the future and will reap results in the future. So we're talking about technology platform. You operate in the cloud since 2 years ago. So we are setting new records in terms of platform stability, for example, with over 99.5% stability levels. That's very important for e-commerce. We should have a robust technology platform, and this is why we have invested so much in it, especially in technology that will make a difference for customers as of the first quarter of 2021. So these are the explanations related to these expenses. So you saw the app in our presentation, and it ranks first among airlines as part of the home screens of our customers. This is due to the investments we've made in our platforms that translate into innovation to our customers. We want to improve the experience they have when they redeem a product in our system, and because of that, we increase their loyalty. So the Smiles Club members are our top customers. When you see the EBITDA and why they are members of Smiles Club and why they use Miles more than other airline loyalty programs, this has to do with the experience they've had. So we are taking a clear path in investing in technology to set ourselves apart from our competitors. This is the same when you have bank partners. We need to customize, we need to segment our target audience, and also to have, for example, an automatic transfer through API. Those are small details, but added up, this improves the experience of our customers, and they appreciate that. And we kept making those investments in 2020 so that in the future, so that we believe that we invest more than our competitors and we will reap good fruits from that investment. We are already reaping the fruits this year. I hope that I answered your question. And from the personnel perspective, why was there an increase in personnel expenses? There was an important point along the year because we started the year in difficulties. But we are a lean company. We have 158 employees in total in Brazil and Argentina. But we needed to reinforce some teams, such as the case of the technology team, to deal with big data. We needed more people in those teams to make those projects happen. But without losing that spirit of being a very lean asset-light company, we want to be scalable even with few people working in our company. Thank you. Let me remind you that to place a question, please press star one. Our next question comes from Felipe Pascovich, Mirai Asset. Please proceed, Felipe. Good morning, and thank you for taking my question. Regarding the anticipated purchase of airline tickets, this last year came with other initiatives such as the Smiles credit card, possibility of paying a different boarding fees, paying with miles. Do you know how much these initiatives contribute to the results? Thank you for your question, Felipe. I am going to answer that in parts. There are three points you have mentioned. First has to do with the commercial benefits, such as a discount in our fees, or promotional fees, that allowed us to have very good results, especially in the second half of the year. We had also Triple Smiles Friday that set new records in terms of new tickets that were issued and had direct relationship with those negotiations. We became more competitive than our competition. We don't release those figures, but there were hundreds of thousands more tickets to this negotiation that has led to a major increase in revenue. As to other initiatives, we are also very advanced to implement very soon the payment of boarding fees using miles, and also the website to sell a credit card, and it's less bureaucratic now because of the integration with banks. Here at Smiles, this has worked very well. So given the size of the airline and also the flow of customers on the website, we believe we are going to have a lot of results in terms of co-branding. Our co-branding today, when we check our major bank partners, it ranks third. If this was a bank, it would have ranked third. So I think that our customers understood the benefits of our co-branded credit cards, and we have a structured campaign for that. Now we also have the gold brand, we improved the converter. There are other benefits such as luggage and other benefits. So indeed, this is the best way of accumulating miles. So we already have this communication base, and now will be new channels of communication. So we believe we're going to have positive results. And when we look at our NPS, the co-branded card customers are those that have the highest level of satisfaction. So when you have a co-branded customer in the diamond category, their satisfaction level is very, very high. So this shows that we are on the wrong path to prioritize integration so that customers can be a diamond category to be part of the club and to have a co-branded card. So it's a triple participation. And I think that the good results have to do with the good relationship that we have with the co-branded card. And this is translated in our figures. So in summary, yes, we've been working on that, on those projects, and very soon you will hear more about those initiatives. Thank you. If I may, I would like to ask another question. Last year, I was at the Smiles Assembly meeting, and the climate was different because of the anticipation and everything that was discussed in that meeting. So what is the level of consumption of tickets vis-a-vis the stock? How much does Miles have in terms of stock of anticipated tickets vis-a-vis what's being actually used on the end? Did that purchase of 1.2 back then, does that make sense considering the consumption levels we've had in the period? Excellent question. Our balance is of about 2 billion of anticipated tickets. But answering your question in reverse, we are convinced that this negotiation was very interesting. We talked about the benefits that we achieved. Those benefits were decisive in the second half of the year, in the second quarter of the year, and these benefits are valid until 2023. So we expect that in times that are not as difficult as those we are living because of COVID-19, we will have a lot of benefits to be reaped, even higher than what we collected in the second half of 2020. In normal conditions, I think that those benefits that were negotiated, such as the promo rates, promotional rates, will make Smiles more competitive and will deliver value to our customers. Because people might want to accumulate miles, maybe they want to purchase from the Smiles. Patients are very vocal because of their possibility of turning that into a trip. We talked about our positioning. We believe that this is what customers want, and they are vocal about that. So you have an insured inventory with promotional rates is much gives us a competitive benefit for the next month and quarters to tap into that. So I think that we've already reaped a lot of the benefits, even higher than we expected for the second half of 2020, but we have still more benefits to reap in the future related to this anticipation. Thank you. Thank you. Let me remind you that to ask a question, please press star 1. If there are no further questions, we now complete the Q&A session. Questions sent by webcams will be answered by the RI team and sent by email. Now I'll turn over back to Mr. Fellauer for his final remarks. You may proceed, sir. I would like to thank you for your participation in our conference call. Indeed, this quarter represented a lot of the recovery of 2020. 2020 was extremely difficult for all of us. It still is. And even in 2021, we are still facing a lot of difficulties. But in our understanding, the business showed to be resilient and showed its ability to adapt and to overcome challenges. This is a crucial point that was shown over time. It's also important to show like how ourselves as a business, we believe that our major motto is believing in the evolution of people through trips. Exactly, this is what we want. So what we are concerned about is the
vaccination rate and the tragic deaths we are facing, new cases of COVID-19, and how that affects the airline market, especially our main partner, Gol. So we know that for Smiles to keep growing, of course, the company needs to be strong as well. We need to engage customers very strongly. To our partners also, they're part of this coalition, so that we can provide our customers not only the partnerships we have, such as the one with Gol, and through Gol, also offer our customers the international partnerships. I think the pandemic has forced us to stay home, so everyone is so keen to travel now. So we have different partnerships with American Airlines, with KLM, so we have the ability to deliver everything that we have to offer, and we hope that by increasing the rates of vaccination, we can improve this market. Unfortunately, in 2021, we started this year with a deja vu feeling, and we are still having a lot of challenges because of lockdown and everything. But the team is highly engaged, is ready to be creative and innovative, and so that we can go through these times and be stronger in this loyalty market where we operate. So take care. Let's do our share so that this pandemic can cease sooner. And don't worry, so that we can bring this new things to the market. Thank you very much. Have a great call. And we will see you next conference call. Smiles conference call is now completed. Thank you for your participation and have a great day.